Hello, everyone. I'm Princess April. What you're about to hear is a male-to-female gender transformation fantasy. You will start as a male, of course, and I will transform you into a female named Haley. Then we will take the extra step and turn you into a mindless, sex-crazed bimbo. It is obviously adult-oriented and sexually explicit in nature. It contains themes of humiliation, name-calling, bimbofication, but forgoes the big tits because I'm just not into that, and slutification. Despite its explicit content and sometimes harsh language, it was made with care, love, and dedication. And believe it or not, this file is very personal to me. The joy that comes through in Haley's voice at the end never fails to give me chills. Everything you hear is original, from script to music to performance. I voiced both April and Haley, and literally months of work went into this file to get it just right. This file has been shared on soundgasm.net and posted on Gone Wild Audio on Reddit. Without further delay, I invite you to find a quiet place to sit or lie down, put on a good quality pair of earphones, and spend the next 50 minutes or so surrendering your mind and body to me, your princess, so that I can give you what you so desperately need. Thank you for listening, and Haley thanks you too. Hello, my sweet man. I'm Princess April. I wanted to talk to you today because I'm concerned about you, and I want us to be honest with each other. You seem a little preoccupied, stressed maybe? Perhaps you're confused or overwhelmed by the pressure of your job, your responsibilities, or your life in general. It's okay because I'm here to relax you and make everything better. Of course you're struggling, sweetie. Your life has always felt a little awkward, hasn't it? As a man, you are expected to be assertive, aggressive even, right? You're expected to handle adversity with confident arrogance and to solve problems with the knowledge that you are always right. But you just aren't that way, are you? You are a little different. You certainly have your own kind of confidence, but it's not the kind expected of a man, is it? It's not the kind of confidence that allows you to get dates with the pretty, popular girls. It's not the kind of arrogance that allows you to take them out, show them a good time, give them a kiss, and then be invited into their bedroom, is it? Truth be told, even if a beautiful girl threw herself at you, you would be too scared, too self-conscious to accept her invitation, right? And let's say you did get a girl like that into your bedroom. A sexy girl who wants her man to take control. Could you do it? Could you be the one to put your big cock into her and make her yours? To make her scream and to get her off? Could you be the man she is searching for? No. Of course not. That's just not who you are. You're too sensitive, too deferential. You would just be a disappointment to a girl like that, wouldn't you? But let's look at this from a different perspective. Is that who you want to be? Do you really wish you could be the big, hung, confident stud who makes girls feel like the weaker sex? It doesn't feel quite right, does it? but something about it still turns you on, right? This leaves you in a bit of a predicament. A man who's not really a man, who likes girls. A man who's turned on by pretty young women and how they're treated by the real men who fuck them. You will never be that man, will you? No. You're a nice guy who navigates his job and his responsibilities with a quiet, sensitive, even feminine approach. Successful enough to make a living, but will never be the male side of that nasty, primal, sexual equation with a beautiful, young, willing girl. But maybe there is a solution after all. I think I can help. Have you considered that you might be closer to being that hot, submissive, deferential girl than you are the studly, confident man who fucks her? You could never be that man. But have you thought about how close you are to being the girl? In fact, if you weren't burdened with a body you didn't know how to use, and instead had the raw, simple beauty of a young, sweet, 18-year-old girl, it wouldn't be much of a stretch to imagine you on the receiving end of the attentions of all kinds of men. Isn't that weird? The truth is, though, you've already imagined this, haven't you? So maybe the solution isn't to force a change on your personality and fight against your fundamental nature. Maybe the solution is simply to embrace what you already are. To become what you should have been all along. What if I said I could make that happen? What if I told you that I could make you into that pretty, sexy 18-year-old girl with soft skin, perky breasts, shapely legs, and a round bottom? If I could give you silky hair, full lips, big blue eyes, and a pretty, bright smile, would that make you happy? If you could have a snug little pussy in place of your cock, what would you do with it? What if you could be the slut instead of the stud? What if you could? What would you do? How would you think? Everything else would start to make sense, wouldn't it? So, do you want it? Do you want to be a sweet, happy, pretty girl? Is that who you were born to be? Good. Relax. Relax your sweet, gentle body. Your generous, beautiful mind. Your optimism. Your desire to be happy and to make others happy. These things are what make you, you. These are the simple, beautiful thoughts of a generous young woman. With these simple, soft ideas in your head, you can feel your skin becoming softer as well. Feel it becoming younger, tighter, and silky smooth. Notice the tiny hairs on your arms becoming shorter and thinner. The roughness and sun-damaged surface melts back into smooth, delicate perfection. A few freckles remain, of course, the little imperfections of a unique being with identity and soul. Feel your frame becoming smaller, more diminutive. A short girl, the kind that attracts attention for her delicate features and happy smile, not for her large breasts or tall elegance. Feel your muscles shrinking and coming into proportion with your new little body. Notice your nipples rising off your chest, just a little at a time. Feel the weight and balance of them. Heavier than you might have imagined such modest breasts to be. Still, the breasts of a woman. And sticking out from your chest, the nipples of a girl. Nipples that are sensitive to the touch and that get hard when you're excited. Lick your lips. Go on. Don't feel awkward. Do it. Lick your lips. Good. Do you notice how soft they've become? Do you notice how good it feels to make them wet? They are smooth when you rub them together. Notice that your mouth isn't as big as it used to be. It's smaller, as the rest of you is, with much smaller teeth. Perfectly proportioned, beautifully straight, smooth and white. Your small tongue glides along the polished enamel. A girl with a beautiful mouth and a cute little smile. This is the person you were born to be. The girl inside you, finally released and true to herself. Perhaps you notice that your hair has become softer and naturally wavy and lengthened down the back of your shoulders, tickling your skin, teasing your back. Finally, there's one last change for you to notice. One more thing that will make your transformation complete. Your cock, the part of your body that you've had such an intimate relationship with, something that has made you feel so good, is now gone. And although that may be a sad realization, what you have gained in its place is the essence of what you've become. A beautiful young woman with a pretty little pussy. A girl with magic in her skin, in her eyes, and in her smile. A brand new girl with a brand new name. Haley. Your name is Haley, a beautiful, sweet, happy little girl. Haley, a sensitive, naive, innocent girl who is ready and receptive to instruction. Little Miss Haley, eager to learn and eager to please. Reborn and transformed. And now complete. A brand new girl. So, what does it mean to have the mind of a girl? The mind of a pretty girl. The mind of a sexy girl. The girly mind can be a confusing place, but you don't need to worry about that, Haley. All that matters is that you want to be a good girl. good girls only need to think about one thing. So, what do good girls think about? Boys. That's right. You will think about boys. Whenever you find your thoughts wandering to ugly things like money, stress, politics, or other complicated, confusing things, your thoughts will automatically return to boys. What they like, what they want, what they need, and how you can give it to them. This one thought will automatically lead you to other girly thoughts, like makeup and how you can make yourself look pretty for the boys, and panties and which pairs you can buy that will attract the right kind of boys, and jewelry and bracelets and earrings and all the little things that will make the boys want to play with you. See? See how one simple thought can take over your simple mind, Haley? Boys. Boys and what you can do for them. Boys and what they can do to you. It makes you happy to think about boys, Haley. It makes you horny. And that's natural, of course. Many girls like boys. And many boys like girls. And naturally, when you're standing in the mall, looking at a cute little pink hair tie and wondering if you should buy it, your mind will automatically drift to how the boys might appreciate a new ponytail, how it provides them a nice handle to grab your hair so they can position you where they want you. Of course you will buy it for them. And you know what else? Boys have cocks. And you will think of those things too. This will be your silly mind, Haley. And when you are applying your bright pink lipstick to your full, shiny lips, you will be thinking about the boys and their cocks. And when you are shaving your little pussy down to the last tiny hair, you will be thinking about cocks and how they were made especially for girls like you. And when you are licking those pink lips and rubbing that little pussy, when your legs are shuddering and shaking, when the wave of girly pleasure is rushing through your little body and cresting between your shivering thighs, what will you be thinking about, Haley? What will you be screaming for? Boys. Boys and their cocks. Cocks especially made for girls like you. Isn't it fun being a girl, Haley? Speaking of boys, don't you want them to play with you? Of course you do. It's natural for a girl like you to like boys. So what do good girls do to get the boys to play with them? Well, you're a naturally cute girl, Haley. A little short, but that's okay. Maybe a little ditzy, but that's okay too. In fact, both those things will work to your advantage later. Unfortunately, though, even a naturally cute girl who wants to be played with must learn how to look pretty. It takes effort for a girl to look pretty, and it all starts with bathing. You must bathe your body every day, Haley. Sometimes twice a day, depending on how dirty you are. You see, boys like their toys to be clean so that they can make them dirty. And since you aspire to be a pretty boy toy, you must make yourself clean and pretty for the boys. Simple, right? Good. What else do you think you do in the bath, Haley? I'll give you a hint. It's something only girls do. Girls who aspire to be good little boy toys. You see, Haley, boys don't like rough, scratchy toys. Boys like smooth, silky toys. And since you yearn to be a pretty boy toy, you must be smooth and silky for the boys. Do you understand, Haley? A smooth, silky, shaved boy toy. That's right. Every good girl must learn to shave, Haley. So what's first? Well, every time you take a bath, you will shave yourself smooth and silky for the boys. As a cute girl who wants to be a pretty toy for the boys, this will come so naturally to you. You will start with a pair of exfoliating gloves, and you will rub them along your calves and between your legs with perfumed soap that complements your natural scent. Scrubbing your legs like this is a very important step to ensure that they are the smoothest and silkiest they can be. And of course you want to be smooth and silky, don't you, good girl? Next, you will coat your legs, your thighs, and your pussy with a thin coating of baby oil. Oiling yourself like this helps ensure that your shave is as close as it can be, while protecting your sensitive skin at the same time. After that, you will apply your shaving cream from your ankles all the way to the top of your pussy. Good girls shave off every single hair below their waists and under their arms in order to ensure they make the boys happy. Remember, boys like silky, smooth toys, not rough, scratchy toys. And you want to be a silky, smooth toy for the boys, don't you, Haley? Finally, you will take a sharp razor and carefully, slowly shave every last hair under your arms, off of your legs, and off your precious little pussy. Boys like smooth pussies. Boys like silky girls. And you do want to be a silky, smooth, pretty little girl for the boys. Don't you? Of course you do, Haley. You're a good girl. A good little toy. You might even take a little bit of time while you're shaving to think about the kind of toy you want to be. Think about the boys who will play with you. You might even think about what all those boys will do when they see your clean, pretty body, smell your young, silky skin, and touch your shaved, tight pussy. Can you envision the bulges in their pants? Watching you in a tiny microskirt and thinking about what they will do to their pretty little boy toy? How dirty they will make you. It's okay if your pussy gets wet thinking about it, Haley. It's perfectly natural. Now, once you finish shaving, don't forget to add a little more oil to your skin to make your legs shimmery and supple and to show off how clean, silky, and pretty you've made yourself. This is what good girls do, Haley. Good girls who think about boys. A silky, pretty, wet little boy toy. Oops. Careful. I know you're excited. And that's natural, Haley. It's just because of all those new hormones flooding through your little body. In fact, it's okay to give in to your hormones, Haley. It's good for a girl like you to listen to her body, to listen to your instincts, because that's really all that matters. This is perfect, actually, because we're about to tackle a subject that can seem very complicated. But to a girl who knows how to listen to her body, it can be surprisingly simple. How should a pretty, shaved girl who thinks about boys dress? There are so many clothing options out there that it can seem very confusing to a brand new girl like you. But I'm going to try to make things very simple. You see, Haley, girls like you don't wear anything more than they have to. And they only cover things that they want to tease the boys with. For example, good girls never wear pants. They never wear long-sleeve shirts or long dresses, and they never wear shoes without heels. You don't want to wear frumpy clothes, do you? No. You want to show off your new body, not cover it up. You know that the more skin you reveal, the more boys will be watching you. And when boys watch you, you get horny and wet. You can't just go around naked, though. That takes all the fun away. So when you go to your closet or go to the mall, you will choose clothes that show off as much as possible and cover as little as possible. You are a pretty girl, after all. A soft, silky toy for the boys. And when you dress yourself up, you will make sure that the boys know just how horny, how easy, and how available you are. And the skimpier your clothing, the hornier you get. Imagine a short little miniskirt running across the upper part of your shaved thighs, showing off all that leg, exposed to anyone who looks in your direction. Can you feel yourself getting wet, Haley? Now imagine that same skirt turning a bright pink color. Does that make your pussy tingle even more? Good. Now imagine that same pink skirt becoming even tinier. A tight little microskirt, just barely enough material to cover the bottom half of your plump little ass. Wearing a skirt like that would just make your pussy dribble, wouldn't it, Haley? And what if you wore a tight black tube top with it? A tiny little strip of spandex that squeezes down on your perky tits, your hard nipples poking through the material. What does that do to your pussy? Add a pair of strappy thin heels to your tiny feet, and you could be the silly, drippy slut of the neighborhood, couldn't you? Dressing for the boys. A walking invitation for cock. You see, Haley? It's easy. Good girls get horny when they dress properly for the men they think about. So, all you have to do is remember one simple rule. Dress until you're wet. It's that easy, Haley. Your hormones are doing all the work. Skimpy little club dresses, tight little crop tops, tall platform heels, sheer thigh-high stockings, and stringy little thongs. Oh, and one more thing, Haley. Panties are always optional. Dress until you're wet. Isn't that easy? The strappier the dress, the leakier you get. The prettier the panties, the stickier the pussy. The shorter your skirt, the drippier your cunt. It's so simple. Even a brand new girl like you can do it. Dress until you're wet, Haley. See? There's no reason for you to think. Your pussy will do all the thinking for you. You look good, Haley. You smell good, too. But that isn't enough. Boys don't want a boring toy. They want a fun toy. So it's time you learned how to tease. Good girls inspire men by teasing them. Because the more you tease the boys, the more their cocks will fill with lots of yummy, sticky cum. And you want cum, don't you, Haley? All sluts need cum. So how does a good slut tease? Well, you have bouncy hair, don't you? You have puffy pink lips, right? A pretty face and a silky, shaved little pussy. Perfect. All you have to do is show them off. Remember, your hair will only bounce when you are dancing, grinding, or humping. Your glossy pink lips will only attract attention if you're parting them, licking them, or biting them. Your face will only be pretty when you're flirting, smiling, or moaning. And your smooth, leaking pussy will never get fucked unless you spread your legs nice and wide so the boys can see it. You see, Haley, for a slut, teasing is not denial. Teasing isn't torture. It isn't a lesson to be taught. Or a temptation to overcome. No, no, no. It's so simple, you silly girl. For a good little boy toy, teasing is a promise to be kept. A slut finishes what she starts. A good good little slut teases those cocks hard and then milks them dry. Don't worry if you don't understand what that means, Haley. Your body knows. All you have to do is listen to your body. You don't need to think about it. When you smile and flirt with a boy, you will follow through. When you dance and writhe in front of a big manly stud, you are telling him that you are his toy to play with. When you lick your lips, smack on your bubblegum, or suck your finger in front of a rugged, hard man, you are telling him that you want his cock in your mouth. And when you've got his balls extra heavy and filled up to the brim, and you finally squat down and spread your smooth, sticky thighs in front of him, you are giving him a full-service slut's invitation and a place to empty out all that creamy cum. Remember, Haley, a slut finishes what she starts. A good little slut teases those cocks hard and then milks them dry. Stop trying to think, Haley. You don't need to worry about what to do next. Your body knows what to do. But if you really want to know, let's talk about it anyway. Do you hear that? That's the thrum of your horny little body. The bubbling of your out-of-control hormones. Are you worried about what you do after you've teased the boys? Well, okay. I'll tell you. Every girl has three holes and a clit. Three holes in your sweaty little body and a clit right between your thighs. You have lots of assets the boys like, of course, but your holes are the most important. Each of your holes is meant to get fucked, and your horny little clit will reward you for finding boys to fuck them. Your first hole is your mouth, your sweet, wet little mouth. It's a pretty hole, isn't it? And it's conveniently located right on your pretty face. Inside, you have a nice, talented little tongue that you can use to taste a boy's balls or lap at the tip of his cock. Deeper down, though, is your throat. And boys like to use your throat hole to gag you and make them feel good. They like to fuck your mouth hole. And sometimes they like to use it to make themselves cum. Cum that goes down your throat or all over your face. That's what your mouth is for. Your second hole is your ass. It's your tightest and smallest hole, isn't it, Haley? It also hurts the most when something gets stuffed inside it. But when it's properly lubed up, your little ass can squeeze a thick cock like no other hole in your body. Sometimes boys like to use your asshole because it hurts. But sometimes they just want a tight, safe little hole to squirt their cum into. That's what your ass is for. Finally, we come to your third and most important hole, Haley. Your pussy hole. This is the only hole you have that's especially made for cock. Because you keep it shaved, smooth, and silky. And because it's a juicy, dribbly, slippery little hole, it's the hole boys will use the most. There's lots of ways for boys to fuck a pussy hole, and you will discover them all, pretty girl. You will squeeze your fuck muscles, you will milk those cocks, and you will make those boys come. That's what your pussy is for. Can you guess what's right on top of your pussy hole, Haley? That's right, your sweet little clit. Now, of course, the boys don't care about your clit. All they care about are your holes. Nevertheless, it's still an important part of every little slut. That's your little happy button, sweetie. It's the part that makes you so horny and so eager to be the best boy toy you can be. When your clit tingles, you suck. When your clit tingles, you fuck. When your clit tingles, you come. And isn't that what your clit is for, Haley? How do you feel, sweetheart? Are you horny? Are you wet? Are you out of control? That's perfect. I think you're starting to understand just how useless your silly little brain is. It just gets in the way. All you need to do is listen to your body and follow your instincts. You see, Haley? Perfect little sluts are so horny that they act and react on instinct. It is so important to empty your mind of everything else. So that's what we're going to do. A truly happy girl acts only on her sluttiest instincts. Her instinct to suck cock and slurp balls. Her instinct to spread her legs and squeeze her pussy. Her automatic instincts to leak from her cunt and drool from her mouth. The real secret of a happy bimbo is that she simply follows her most basic instincts. Let's practice now. The next time you feel your nipple get pinched, your mind will instantly lose its focus. Whatever you were thinking about will be replaced by sweet, slutty thoughts, the aching need in your pussy, the warm feel of a cock in your mouth, or a big hand on your little ass. Your pussy will start to leak, and your mouth will start to drool. Go ahead, touch your little nipple now, and drool, Haley. What a happy little girl. But it doesn't stop there. The next time you feel your pussy touched, you will instantly feel your mind become more pink, more squishy. You will think about cocks fucking you, men using you, cum filling you. Your pussy will become a faucet of slippery, wet juice, and your lips will become slack, tongue hanging out, and your mouth will drool. Go ahead, touch your little pussy now, and drool, Haley. Good, perfect little slut. Guess what, sweetheart? You can become even more mindless, even more stupid. Whenever you feel something pressing into your sopping wet cunt, whether it's a finger or a big manly dick, when you feel it pushing into you and sliding past your soaked pair of shaved little fuck lips, your mind will empty almost completely, Haley. You will only think of huge loads of cum injecting you, covering you, marking you. Your brain will turn to pink, slutty mush, and then you will truly act on instinct, Haley. You will fuck back into those fingers or that huge cup. You will moan like a cheap little whore, inviting more boys to come fuck your holes. Your tongue will slide past your lips, and you will drool, Haley. You will drool. So go ahead, bimbo. Slide your fingers into your pussy. Fuck your little cunt and feel your mind flush empty for cock. Drain, stupid, for cum. Fuck your slurping cunt and drool, Haley. Drool like the brain dead bimbo cum slut you are. Drool and get fucked.